Welcome to Side Podcast, episode 24, part 2, France GP. There's bad news, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yesterday, a helicopter crashed.
Whilst leaving the circuit?
We don't know for sure, but it might have contained some Bridgestone people.
News is a bit thin on the ground, actually, but I think three people died and two people were injured.
Which is very sad, but it does make me remember that I was in a helicopter just last week.
Yeah, they can be dangerous, as can motorsport.
The first thing we saw of the track today was a big truck going around putting down cement dust.
Excessive amount of cement dust, if I may say so.
There was oil on the track from a previous race.
Yeah, I get the impression that the event organisers were trying to spice up the action by, you know, putting in a bit of chaos. What do you reckon?
Possibly. It didn't do the trick though, really.
It didn't, no.
Albers got out of his car before the formation lap.
They couldn't start it.
Not a very good start.
Not a good sign.
Hamilton is usually the master of the starts, isn't he?
He lost out this time.
But this time, Raikkonen got past him.
He was flying.
He was absolutely flying. Because Massa got a good start, and Hamilton didn't have a chance of catching him, really. But then another red car went flying past.
And Hamilton had to tuck in behind both of them.
Luckily, being at the front, they missed out on the first lap incidents.
Yeah, that was Davidson.
Davidson hit Liuzzi.
Yep.
Trulli hit Kovalainen.
Yep.
And Button tapped Alonso.
Yes. It was all a bit chaotic, actually. I think Davison kind of got it a bit wrong. Didn't get on the brakes early enough. Bumped into the back of Liuzzi.
Yep.
Who then kind of spun backwards into Davison and took both of them out. And farther down the road, it was Trulli who didn't brake soon enough again. And he tapped the back of Kovalainen. Kind of destroyed Kovalainen's race.
Kovalainen was spun round, stuck on the track. Everyone else had to go past him.
Yep.
Then he managed to get it started again, but he had to go in the pits.
So. Yes, so he was well down the order after the end of the first lap.
Alonso started in 10th after poor qualifying yesterday. And so he was desperate to overtake everybody, but he was doing all like weird lines into the corner.
Well, it's not a great course for overtaking. There's maybe one overtaking point, and obviously everybody knows that, so they're keen to defend that line. So he had to try something a bit outrageous to try and get through. So he was going left and right and ducking and diving and just trying to find a line anywhere that he might be able to get a passing manoeuvre on, because he knew he had a faster car, but he just needed to make the most of it.
He managed to get past Rosberg, and then he got stuck behind Heidfeld. He got past him on the straight, but then braked too late and lost it again, which he seemed to do quite a lot during this race. And to me, it looked like he was a bit out of control.
Well, I think possibly you could accuse him of trying too hard. Would probably be a better way of putting it. But yeah, ambitious, maybe.
Massa started to pull out a lead. And it was only on lap 12 that Kovalainen got lapped.
Yeah.
Must be very fast.
The man was well out of position.
Out of the top teams, Hamilton pitted first, swiftly followed by Alonso.
Yeah, they were light then, weren't they?
There was a quick turnaround there. And then that left Hamilton stuck behind Rosberg and Alonso behind Button.
Ooh, not so good. Not a great team strategy to start with from McLaren.
No. Massa pitted two laps later and Rosberg followed him, so Hamilton was freed up.
Yep.
Fisichella came out of his pit stop in front of Alonso, so Alonso was again trying to overtake, took him on the straight but let him back throughout the corner. So you said he might not be confident in his brakes.
No.
Considering that they're brakes he requested.
Yeah, maybe he's still getting a good feel for them. Maybe he's just trying too hard. Not sure.
Raikkonen and Heidfeld both pitted. Massa retook the lead, so after the first round of pit stops, everything was as normal. Side Podcast is now on Jaiku. If you want all the Flickr, Delicious, Twitter and blog feeds in one place, plus ramblings from me, go to sidepodcast.jaiku.com, J-A-I-K-U. It's not a big surprise that Albers ended up retiring, but it was quite a way to go out, wasn't it?
Yeah, he kind of took half of his refueling rig with him, didn't he? Left the pit box a bit early.
Knocked over some people.
Yeah, whose fault was it? Do you think he jumped when the lollipop man flipped his lollipop around?
I think it's probably Albers' fault.
Yeah, he jumped a bit too early.
Yeah, because I did think maybe the lollipop man was lifting up his lollipop anyway, but probably just trying to get out of his way.
Well, yeah, there was a car coming towards him at that point, so he just lifted it, didn't he?
Yeah.
So Albers not in anyone's good books at the moment, and he might have just made the situation a bit worse.
Alonso had found himself stuck behind Heidfeld again, But he did one hell of an overtaking mover to get past him.
That was blinding.
It was fast and it was brave.
Overtaking maneuver of the season thus far, is it not?
Brilliant stuff.
Who overtakes somebody through a chicane? The man's mental.
Now we know why he's a double world champion.
Hopefully we'll be able to find some kind of YouTube clip of that and post that later on in the day, because I might have to see that again.
I don't know whether they changed Hamilton's strategy or not, but he came up to some traffic, or he was coming up to some traffic, so they brought him into the pits, and that meant he was having a three-stop strategy to avoid the traffic.
Yeah, I mean, a three-stopper is possible around this track, but McLaren did seem to be having a bit of an off day when it came to kind of strategic decisions.
When he came out of the pit lane, he was side-by-side with Kubica. Kubica got the corner, but then, of course, Hamilton got it.
He got it back.
Yeah.
He didn't hang around. He didn't kind of mess around the way that Alonso was taking different lines. I'm going to go left, I'm going to go right, I'm going to try this. He just said, I'm going to take this inside light, and just did it, didn't he? He found a bit of space.
When Massa went into the pits, there was a great camera angle from above. Mm. I love seeing that, because you can just see all the people around the car doing their thing.
I also noticed they had the Renault helmet cam, which we liked, obviously, in a previous race. And they seem to have brought that back, so that's good.
Button overtook Kubica, which isn't really exciting, but you know, it's Button doing something good.
Yeah, he was on an odd strategy this afternoon, wasn't he?
It was weird because I didn't really see that much of him.
No, but he was running long and he went quite up the order at certain points of the race.
Yeah, kept creeping up. Alonso was stuck behind Heidfeld again. I mean, he kept overtaking people and getting stuck behind them.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. Every time he passed somebody, he went in the pits, they went in the pits, he came out behind them. It's quite crazy.
Raikkonen pitted and he came out in front of Massa.
Wow.
So I don't really know what happened, but Massa went in the pits and then Raikkonen went in after him. Came out in front.
Yeah. Well, Massa obviously had pole. He had certainly the first 2/3 of the race under control. He's been pretty good throughout free practice. You'd have thought it was Massa's race today. Since when did the Ferraris race each other? That's the first time, isn't it?
Everyone pretty much kept their positions till the end then, except Scott Speed, who ended up in the gravel.
Yeah, what was wrong with his car?
Gearbox, I think.
Ah, first time running the seamless shift.
The top eight were Raikkonen, Massa, Hamilton, Kubica, Heidfeld, Fisichella, Alonso and Button. That leaves the Drivers' Championship with Hamilton on 64, Alonso on 50, Massa has 47, Raikkonen 42, and Heidfeld on 30. McLaren are way ahead in the Constructors' Championship with 114 points. Ferrari have 89, BMW have 48, Renault have 28, and Williams are still on 13. Button said all he wanted to do was get a point, and he did.
Yeah, he said at the beginning of the race, what I really, really want today is a point on merit, without anybody dropping out in front of me. I genuinely want to get a point with a fast car, and he blooming well did it.
Well, a fast car.
Well, a faster car than he's been used to. And it's Honda's first point of the season.
He must be very excited because they interviewed him at the end as well. Two interviews in one show.
Button got to be on the Hamilton show, so that must have been quite a privilege.
The race seemed to be all about McLaren versus BMW or Alonso versus Heidfeld.
Yeah, they did kind of steal a lot of the limelight, but that was the most overtaken. I mean, for a French Grand Prix where, you know, people bemoan the lack of overtaking, what on earth was going on today?
But Renault were shouting all week about how good they were and how much better they'd got and how they were going to beat BMW, but they didn't.
Well, no, they were comprehensively beaten by BMW, both cars in front of their drivers. I mean, you could say Kovalainen wasn't his fault, and I'm sure the team will say that. But you have to be said, they didn't really have the pace. Fisichella never looked like he was anywhere near on the form of the BMWs. So no, they have made an improvement, but it's not as big an improvement as they kind of expected it to be.
I'm not Raikkonen's biggest fan, but it was a good moment when he came out of the pits ahead of Massa.
But those two laps, he put in two blindingly quick laps and Massa was a bit slower. I wasn't really paying attention. It was a complete surprise to me when he sort of came down a pit lane and there was Massa well in the background. How cool was that? I wasn't expecting it in the slightest.
Massa didn't look best pleased at the end, though.
Yeah, like I said before, you don't normally expect to see Ferrari drivers racing each other, especially when you've got Massa ahead of Raikkonen in the championship standings. And suddenly they let Raikkonen take a win. Quite impressed.
Maybe they have more faith in Raikkonen than they do in Massa for like potential in the future.
Yeah, that's a possibility, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he just drove a better race.
Keep him happy.
Yeah. I mean, he needed this win more than any other driver in the field. I'd say that Raikkonen needed a win today. So, you know, he got the job done and he's climbing back up his kind of world championship standings.
Very importantly, both Red Bulls made it to the end of the race.
Did they?
Both of them.
No dramas.
No gearbox problems.
No speed.
Speed had a gearbox problem.
No. The two Red Bulls didn't have very much speed this week.
Oh, I see. No problems, but no speed.
Exactly. So they seem to be slightly more reliable this week, but basically ended up nowhere. So what did you make of the last French Grand Prix then? No rain.
No. Everyone said there was going to be rain at the beginning, and there wasn't anything.
It would have made it a bit more exciting, but it wasn't a bad race. I mean, there was quite a bit of overtaking.
There was a lot of potential overtaking, so there was a lot to keep your eye on. Like, yeah. Alonso was constantly pushing to get in front of someone.
There's definitely an argument to send the faster people to the back, really, on the basis of today's kind of drive from Alonso. And you can't beat that corner. How can you beat an overtaking in that chicane? Who's your driver of the day?
I think Heidfeld, actually, because he did really good defensive driving.
He kept his head whilst Alonso was trying everything in the book to get past him.
Because Alonso was being a bit crazy.
Yeah.
And Heidfeld just drove his race.
He did. He never looked like he was going to challenge his teammate. Kubica definitely had the legs on him this weekend. He obviously may have had a little bit of back trouble, but credit to him for what he did. I thought that Jenson Button did a sterling job. Button and Barrichello are the only people who've really been talking up the team this weekend. They're the only people who expected to be up there. He thought he was in for a chance, and he really did it. And you've got all these teams are going, yeah, we want to break out the midfield. We've got Red Bull Racing, who think they're going to kind of get on the pace pretty quickly, and you've got Renault trying to move forward. And then Honda come along, and they say, yeah, we had a good test, and we're going to get a point, and they did. So that's pretty cool.
So they're the only people that are saying we're getting better, and they actually are, whereas everyone else is saying it and just staying the same.
Exactly, yes. So 10 out of 10 to Button, I think. I think he drove a very, very good race this weekend.
Next week, 8th of July, is Silverstone, and the lap is 3.194 miles.
Hold on a second. Yes. What are you doing?
Silverstone preview.
Oh, right. Are we doing those again?
Yeah, you remember we do previews of the next race all the time.
Do we?
Yeah, except for the ones we forgot.
We didn't do one in the last race.
Shh.
All the rest before that.
People won't notice. Carry on.
So we're still preview then.
Yep. 3.194 miles, which means 60 laps. Previous three winners are Alonso, Montoya and Schumacher.
And we're going.
And we're staying. It's called camping, I think.
Posh camping.
Yes. The nice people at USP Content have got us in with Honda. So Honda Dreamfields. It's called posh camping.
Right.
Still camping though.
We're basically going to stay in a tent at Silverstone.
Yeah.
Oh my lord, you know I'm not great at being an outdoor kind of person. I'm not going to light you a fire or anything like that. I've got my guitar though. Do you think they'll let me take it? I brought it with me, look.
You know, camping is not like all about hippies.
Yeah, no, I know loads of campfire songs.
Right.
Yeah, my lordy, all that kind of stuff. Do you want to hear some?
No.
No. Okay. I was thinking I could go and, you know, cheer up Jenson Button.
No.
Sing him a couple of songs.
No.
Not at all?
No.
Oh, okay then. Well, apart from not being an outdoor kind of person, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I do have some reservations though, because I haven't been nice about that earth car since it hit the track. I think they might have, like, they might hold it against me. Do you think they'll listen?
I hope not, because also we might get to meet Jenson. And if I meet him and he falls in love with me, he might find out that I love Frank.
Oh, yeah.
I've just switched my allegiance. It's really bad timing.
Oh, no. Okay, so I think they're going to be slightly, you know, they might have it in for us. Maybe they're going to stick us on, like, a hill with, like, a 45-degree angle. So we wake up in the morning with a headache. Obviously, I've not been very nice about their car, and you've just dumped their driver. So have we actually been up to anything this week?
Well, I'm working on the Goodwood blogs as we speak. I've just uploaded all the Flickr pictures.
Good stuff.
So keep your eye out for the blog entries. We're desperately behind on the videos, though.
Well, we are trying.
We're working as hard as we can to get them done, and I hope that they'll be worth waiting for.
Yeah.
Although, having said that, I'm not sure it really matters, because I was talking to my dad, and he said he'd just listened to the GP Live podcast.
Well, that's ages ago.
I know.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter how far we are behind them.
That's pretty much all we've been up to, because we're mostly preparing for Silverstone. There won't be a qualifying podcast next week.
Because we're in a field.
Obviously. And as usual, the podcast might be delayed till Monday, but there's no surprise there.
Isn't it always?